Welcome to a brand new episode of Be There with Belson, a podcast that contains crude language, references of drug use, and scenes of a sexual nature. Not between the two of us, you weirdos. What a week it's been, as Dan was voted Mayor of London this week, but turned it down to focus on writing his memoirs, which the publishers have demanded a first draft of by the end of May. Meanwhile, Gavin has been on an intense badminton training course, particularly working on his defence and footwork. Gavin has already put this training into practice by beating two Thai players and an Indonesian, and next week will take on two Chinese players in a midweek doubleheader. Unfortunately, he was disqualified from his match with world number one Victor Axelsen for swearing at the umpire after a dodgy line call. Gavin was heard to say, "You silly cock," but still maintains he said, "Let's change the shuttlecock." But before that, he's about to serve you with a welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. Interesting intro as always there, Dan. But let's...
What was my motivation?
Well, I assume the London mayoral elections. The badminton bit, I didn't have a clue.
Just thought of Stephen King.
It was big in badminton.
He loves fucking badminton. Badminton and horror is two things.
Yeah. Sometimes. Strange he hasn't combined the two.
One day he will, and that'll be his last book, and then he'll say, "That's me done." I thank you, and... That's it.
I'm sailing off.
He was obsessed with Stephen King.
He was obsessed with a song.
His wife almost... Oh, I know that. Straight off the top of the head. I must have read this week. Mumbo number 5. His wife threatened to leave him.
I do remember this now.
To that
yeah.
song so much. Mumbo number... And people think this guy's some sort of literary genius. Yeah. It's clearly not right in the head. It's not even Lou Bega's best work.
Oh, now you've put yourself in a corner there, haven't you?
He did a lovely cover of Alanis Morissette's Ironic. Isn't it ironic? Do, I'm Lou Bega. Do. That's how it went.
All right.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, get in touch with him. I'm sure he's free.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
He died in a tragic car crash. His body was found charred.
In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces.
they had to bring in... Tina, Jennifer,
to identify the body.
Yeah. It's good Lou Bega fun. It's Lou Bega based fun.
Let's hope he hasn't actually died in a car crash, because otherwise it's very poor taste.
Not even committed to name Lou Bega now.
It is.
It's Bega, not Vega.
I think it might be pronounced Vega, but it's with a B.
Very much like the violin.
you've reversed it there.
I've reversed it. That's what I've done in my mind. Sometimes it's the opposite.
Yeah, as we know. Dan, how are you?
I'm very spot on.
Okay.
Is that a phrase?
Very spot on. I don't think so.
You put me on spot there. Spot on.
Okay.
Spot the dog. How are you?
Spot. I have a bit of a cold. So if I start sneezing at any point, there will be abrupt cuts in this.
Well, you can write it down. So you've got to keep a note of your sneezes.
Honestly, today I would have surpassed your... record for the year. It was outrageous.
For
the
year, that's it.
Where are you at?
Maybe
now?
For April.
Go on. April.
April was 21.
Yeah, I'd definitely beat that.
You've done more than 21 sneezes.
There was a point where I just couldn't stop.
I'd be exhausted. It takes out of you sometimes.
It was uncomfortable.
I had a lovely sneeze earlier though.
Great.
You know when you can feel one coming, but it's not coming fast enough. So you tug on your nasal hair.
Oh, you're bringing it on a false sneeze.
But it was coming anyway, but I interrogated it. I didn't interrogate my nasal hair.
Instigated it?
Yeah, that's a better word. Well done for your knowledge of the vocab.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Again, pretty much like last week, my life revolves around Kendrick Lamar and Drake. And I don't know... What I don't understand is how other people are going about everyday lives and not just doing this all day. You're just not living this. How are people thinking, yeah, we can just go about our business? There's too much stuff going on. I've got, every day I wake up, I've got a new diss track to look at on YouTube. I'm watching TikToks of people reacting to the diss tracks, and I will never switch them off. I'll watch everyone.
But that's incredible, because you have the attention span of a toddler. You never watch any TikTok video over, I'd say, 15 seconds is too long for you.
Yeah. I'll hold my thumb down so it doesn't go a bit
double vision. Double vision. Double time.
And then I'll be like, whoa, they're like shocked like me. And I'm like, whoa. And then I'll be like, oh, I hope someone asked me about this.
And then, anyone asking you about it?
Someone did ask me today, and they said, what do you think about the latest Kendrick Drake stuff? And I was like, thank you for asking. And they were bombarded with...
I've got some thoughts.
They got so many messages. But you ask the question and I will give you a full and comprehensive answer.
I mean, you are my go-to for what's going on in this. And I don't ask a lot, but I see some stuff and I mention things to you. And then you tell me roughly what's been going on.
I was going to give you a song of his to listen to this year, but too much has happened since. I'd even made notes for you for the points, but it's too much happened since. We've got two more distractions and one more from Drake. We can't keep up at this rate, guys. How's it going to end?
I mean, if nothing else, you've got to say they're prolific.
Oh, very much so. Kendrick writing away, Drake's writers writing away. How will it end?
How will it end?
It's got to end some point.
I think the only way I see it ending is Kendrick gets bored.
Yeah. Or Drake just says, all right, I'm not going to come back from this now.
Yeah, maybe he should stop responding because it does. Every time he responds, it seems to go worse for him.
I think also Drake said, I might stop now. And then Netanyahu was like, no, keep going. We will not accept this peace treaty. Oh, Netanyahu, he's as bad as Drake.
You know what? I'm going to say, this might be controversial.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say he's worse.
Worse, Benjamin Netanyahu. Worse than Drake. You're willing to put that on the record?
I will stand by that.
Brave, but I don't mind it. He has done some bad things.
What an absolute bunch of cunts.
So, well, what have you been up to over there?
A couple of things. Well, should we start with yesterday? Because we did something together.
Oh.
We met up with friend of the podcast, Welsh Ollie.
Wally. Oi, play his jingle.
We haven't recorded it yet. Met up with him, played a little bit of golf with him, as always. Delightful to see the man.
Lovely company, lovely day, lovely golf.
Yeah, and he enjoyed a lovely burger.
He did enjoy a lovely burger. All positives, it was great times. We had a lovely day out.
He was most delighted that we got into the clubhouse and sat down. And then it started to rain. That pleased him greatly. So,
May showers.
Yeah, and we'll hopefully be seeing him again soon. So,
he must try and avoid injuries.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem for all of us, to be fair. And he has given us a song for the podcast this week. So he did say that he would text me it. He didn't, and I've remembered what it was. Well, I did a bit of googling and got there that way.
Let me just tell you something else I've just remembered. Mm. You'll enjoy this for the wrong reasons. Saturday morning, I've popped to the gym, and I think I'll go and get my hair cut after the gym. I haven't sweated. I don't put in that much effort. It's not really my thing. And so I go to the normal place I go to, but the man's not there, so it's just the lady.
Okay. I don't know where you're going, so...
Just up the road there. So she's not very confident when it comes to the beard, but, you know, she doesn't have one of her own. So I'm not going to judge her on that. But the thing is, it's early. I'm obviously the first customer at this point. There's no radio or TV on. Absolute silence.
That's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Absolute silence. And we're not chatting because what are we going to chat about? We don't have much to chat about. Then her stomach is rumbling quite a lot, so she hasn't eaten.
Oh.
But she does pop a chewing gum in her mouth. So it's fine when she's using the clippers because I can't hear it. But otherwise, when she's just cutting the hair, that is just basically chewing in my ear. You would have gone mental.
I think my mind might have melted.
And the only other thing I could hear, the chewing and just the clock ticking. Tick. It was almost torturous for people who were like really suffer with that stuff. Oh my God, it was bad.
Any of the people who have the old misophonia would have. Oh, I don't know. I might have stabbed her with the scissors.
A braver man than I would have said, should we pop the radio on?
Yeah. Probably the way
they
to do
it. They've got a TV on, whack it on. Normally, I'll go in there. The Indian fella's watching Star Plus, one of those channels.
Yeah.
But for me, whenever I go in there, it'll whack Sky News on. I want to say to him, I'd rather watch whatever you're watching than Sky News, to be honest, mate. But again,
it's nice that he tries to accommodate you.
Yeah, like, it was this white honky one.
This is clearly a different place to...
Yes, I haven't seen Omar Sharif for a while. I would say I am Omar Sharif. I see Omar Sharif every day. I am him. I haven't seen the man who called me that for quite some time. But I hope he's doing well. And he came back from Syria safely.
We can only hope. Ooh. We can only... Or if they let him back from Syria, that's the other thing.
Oh, bloody...
Tories.
They sent him straight off to...
Rwanda in 6 to 7 months.
With £3,000 in his pocket. Have a good time.
Okay, so you got your haircut.
Got my haircut. And a beer trim.
Were you happy with it?
It's fine. Whatever's on top, just keep most of it, love. I'm not fighting. I don't want to fight. I'm fighting a losing battle, love. I don't like to say. When I say just a little bit off the top. And then,
I mean a little bit.
And they're like, just this much. And then when they do the fingers. Yeah. Just this much. I'm like, if you wanted to take less, that'd be fine. But I'm not that brave a man. I will literally say yes to whatever you're showing me.
The hairdressers is one of those places where they can literally just carve. The guy cut me once and showed me at the end. And I was just like, yeah, it's great. Thanks. Great, thanks. I tipped the fucker. Wait. I tipped him.
He didn't show you the cut, did he? And you said,
well,
great.
I knew he'd cut me. Because he started dabbing it with some tissue.
He was celebrating with a dab.
Yes, he was delighted with his work.
Did he show you his initials?
It's just carved into the back of my neck.
What do you think of that? That's my initials. You'll remember me now, won't you?
But yeah, I tipped him after he cut me.
Got to tip him.
It's just awkward. It's just so awkward.
Tipping culture in this country, not as big as in the States and stuff.
No. Where do you tip?
Restaurants. And
hairdressers.
Yeah, I think
I can't think of anywhere else.
Like, we don't tip in bars, really.
Maybe a taxi driver.
Yeah, maybe an Uber you can offer a tip.
And a proper taxi is a...
I haven't got one for many...
Keep the change sort of situation, isn't it?
Yeah. When do you ever go to a bar in London, they'll be like, you buy your pint, £8, and they just put the thing down, and like, would you like to have a tip?
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, no, I'm not being bad. You've poured me a lovely pint. Well done. But I'm already paying £8 for my pint. I don't think it's tip worthy. If you give me prolific good service, I'll tip away.
Well, I can tell you, and this will lead into something that I did this week. On Tuesday, I found myself at the Clapham Grand for a little bit of wrestling.
Clapham Junction?
Right opposite Clapham Junction.
Ah, easy access.
But I went there for Riot Cabaret's... I forgot what it was called.
House of Cards.
Their shows have names. Anyway, met up with the people from the wrestling WhatsApp group. Some different faces this time.
Made new friends?
It was perfect. Like, the couple that I knew from previous ones, delightful. The new people that I hadn't met before seemed absolutely lovely.
What's the WhatsApp group named?
I think it's just called wrestling or something.
Okay, maybe change it.
I'm not in control of the group.
You can change it.
I'm barely in the group.
Take control.
I've usurped them. It's literally called wrestling. Okay. Just had a little check there. So nice to see them again. You mentioned about the tipping. Clapham Grand's a theatre, primarily. You go there. I'm buying a beer. It comes in a can. So, first time I buy one, I got my card out, so the girl turns the thing round, she switches off the tip.
She knows she's not worthy.
And she's handed me a can from the fridge.
Yeah, not tip worthy.
No. Second time, I go back, I have a second, the different girl serves me, she leaves the tip thing on there. I have an awkward moment where I can't switch the tip off. She has to do it for me. Now, I don't need her seeing that.
You're like, how do I get rid of this? The last thing I want to do is tip you. Get this off.
I also saw Mike Loku there. It was his birthday just before, so I went over. He had some people there. So I could, where I was stood, I could see him. I didn't want to bother him while the, like, people were getting pictures with him and all that sort of stuff. I walked over just before the show started while he was by himself. Got greeted with there he is.
Delighted. Friend of the podcast.
And then I talked to him about the WhatsApp group and how I'd ended up there. And he said, how did that, how do you do that? And I said, I'm not entirely sure of everyone's name, which is true. And if the WhatsApp group are listening, I apologise. But I only know some, and there were different people there to that time as well. So I'm going to make that as an excuse as well. But, yeah, had a nice little chat with him, wished him happy birthday. Show started. I go back. I will say this. I was stood for the show. I was stood, and I'm not a fan of standing. I feel like I'm too old.
Was it because it was standing room only, or was it just no seats?
So there was only a few seats.
For the less abled?
No, you have to buy the seats. It's a weird thing, because they have seating on the stage, where the wrestlers come out on the stage and then down into the middle, so you can be sat up on the stage. And when I spoke to them, that they the group had done this before, but they got there a bit late and they were sat at the back of the on the stage, so they didn't like that. And now they go regularly, and this is their kind of spot, really basically next to the bar.
Smart.
And it was a good show, very good show. Lots of talented people on there. And when I got back to the car, because I drove, I got back to my car, and there's a whole story around that as well, I've just remembered. But I made a noise that I don't think I've made before in my life, because I didn't realise quite how stiff I was.
Whoa!
Not, I wasn't that excited.
You really enjoyed the show.
But my legs and my back, as I sat down, I made a noise. I was by myself.
Your legs, your back.
Yeah. No, that just the legs and the back.
You stood for approximately 4 hours. Or just...
Something like that, that's yeah. So long. It's too long.
That's too long to stand.
Yeah.
They should have done a rotation system of the seats. Mm. If I'm sitting and I'm seeing others stand, I'd be like, take my seat for a couple
of
hours.
Where we were, there were a couple of stalls and a couple of them were on the stalls. So, you know, the rest of us were standing. I will say a couple of other things. One, I booked parking in Clapham because I was like, where the hell are you going to park in Clapham? Booked parking in this underground car park, under the station. And the app sent me a code to get in. So it's a 4-digit code. I put the code in. One of those roller like doors goes up. I drive in.
And when you get in, there's an underground fight club happening.
There was not. You were invited. Oh, that would have been exciting, wouldn't it?
You would have flashed your lights. Oh, no, that's dogging, isn't it?
I think that might be dogging, yeah.
Either way, what would you rather stumble across, a fight club or dogging?
I don't know.
You're going to see blood or other juices? It's going to be
it's going to be human fluids one way or another.
Love to see it. Get involved.
But then I park up, I go to get out. I can't find my way out of the car park.
You're in the car at this point.
And I'm out of the car.
Oh.
I got out of the car. I parked the car. I'm trying to find a stairwell out. I can't find a stairwell out. I go to this other... I go to one end. Can't see anything down there. Just a few more car parking spaces. So I go back the other way. I find a fire escape. And it says something about alarms. And I thought, I can't open that door,
Can't risk it.
At this point, it's getting fairly near door time as well, so I don't really want to be hanging around. So
was there no one else around in this car park?
No.
Other cars?
No, there were other cars there, but like I think people might book it's £8 all day or something through the app. And there were some which are for a specific shop that has a section of ones that they have, apparently. So it says, please don't park in those ones. So in the end, I had to press the big door to get out.
He rolled under.
So I ducked under as it was rolling up. And then I was so paranoid about the fact that it might not open again when I came back, because I thought maybe it needed the weight of the car or something.
Mm.
It did not.
You just
I was lucky.
The code again.
You just needed the code again, which I was scared my phone might die or that I won't have reception. I can't get back into the app. So I made a note of it in my notes in case the app didn't open.
Was it 6969?
It was... not.
Don't tell anyone. Can't give it out on the...
How are they going to know where this thing is? Somewhere in Clapham.
Clapham White Line Station.
What I would say is, one of the members of the group who I didn't know before, it was his birthday, so happy birthday, Ben, I want to say. He's a lot of people in wrestling know him, so that was nice. A few different wrestlers who were just there watching came up and said hello, and one guy bought him a shot for his birthday. It was lovely, lovely behaviour.
Good interaction.
Then I would say one of the wrestlers, and I've seen this guy on a small show before. He stood, he was kind of stood to my left, just on my left shoulder, really. And during the main event, which was Michael Oakley versus Mark Andrews, two high level performers. He gave almost a constant commentary of what each move was, like, as they were doing it. Like, I know what the moves are. I'm not asking.
So you training to be a commentator?
I don't know. Well, I hope not, if that's the level. And then he started making some criticisms and stuff. Now, I've seen this guy perform.
This isn't the birthday boy.
No. This is some guy, some wrestler. I've seen him perform, and you know, I wasn't overly impressed. But you know, good on him for doing it. But to be criticizing two of the best current British wrestlers seemed very strange.
Maybe he's calling him out. Well, it seems like you're calling him out. Challenge him to a match.
Call
him out.
I can't wrestle.
Call him out.
I'm not calling him out.
Double team him. We can double team him. You pull his trousers down.
And you finish him off?
No, penetrate. Total penetration, my new finisher.
But I will say it did slightly detract from my enjoyment, like having moves constantly named in my ear.
In honour of Ben, in his birthday, of course the song Michael Jackson was written about.
Ben.
Ben.
His rat.
His rat. Lovely sentiment.
Mm. It's always nice to write a song about a pet.
Write a song about a pet, but don't have sex with kids.
Oh, I told you before, didn't I? I went on a whole TikTok thing, a whole TikTok video dive where I'm less and less convinced that he did anything with kids.
You and this and OJ, you're convinced OJ. You're going on about it. He's dead, so we can say what you want about him now, can't you?
I think you can, yeah.
Do you think OJ did it?
Oh, he definitely did.
Oh my gosh, that's out there now. Good luck.
I mean, the man wrote a book saying if I did it and then just named the way he would have got away with it.
Yeah, it was a bit of a laugh, wasn't it? Bit of a laugh. Just thinking about, what do we think about, you know what I like to envision? I'm in a bar in America.
Okay.
And I'm at the bar.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'll have a whiskey. And they pour me the whiskey.
Okay.
And you just hang at the bar.
Do you just say, leave the bar?
I'm on a tough case. I'm private investigating. I've been sent to America for this case. And I'm like, yeah, I will say leave the bottle. Because I'm not driving. I'm getting an Uber.
As they always do in those ones.
And I will. But I like the idea, because I'm paying with cash at this point, because I've taken some dollars out.
Yeah. Expenses.
And I've got it from Marks and Spencer. You can get your travel money from there.
Can you?
I don't know. You used to. Yeah. I don't know if it's still at a shop. Anyway, so at the beginning, when I buy my first whiskey, what I've done is, I've tipped the waitress 20. And that's for the evening.
Because
I know I'm not going anywhere. You keep them coming. And I'll have another. Here comes Chad. I'll chat to Chad for a bit. Here comes Nigel. Nigel's over from England.
Okay.
And I've cracked the case just by that.
Wow.
The case was, where's Nigel? And I found him. He's bloody on my left-hand side. I was talking to Chad over here. Oh. And Nigel's there. And I'm like, I don't tell him who I am. But I take a few snaps. I'm good at that off my phone. Get a few cheeky snaps.
Don't make sure the flash isn't on.
Yeah, I've done that before. Once I was in a lift. I tried to take a picture of this guy and this girl kissing.
Oh, no. That is possibly the most awkward thing I've heard.
It was at work. And this guy and a girl were getting it on. They were a work couple. And I was just me and them two in the lift. And we're going down from our floor.
Even worse.
And I've taken a picture of them. And the flash has gone off. And I would never make that mistake again.
Well, once bitten, twice shy.
They definitely saw it, but they didn't say anything.
Of course they did. Fucking flash went off in a lift.
They think I'm just some sort of weird creep taking photos of people kissing.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I just like to see people kissing. Very close up. Then I'll take pictures of it and I'll zoom in when I get home to see their lips really touching, see if there's any tongues.
Oh.
And you're not going to believe this, I've bloody cracked the case again. Yeah. The case was, are they getting off with each other in the
list? The answer was yes.
Fucking are. I got on the first day of that one.
Well, that was easy.
So again, I'm available for private investigation work. I do need a lot of expenses paid.
But be able to drink them all.
No, fucking crack that case.
I saw a thing this week. You're aware of Marshawn Lynch.
I am. He used to play in the NFL.
He did.
He should have won the Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks, but a terrible play call.
There you go. Look at you. Well, I saw this thing that said he was paid $57 million during his time in the NFL, but he never spent any of it.
Right.
And so little information, he was drafted 12th by the Bills in 2007. Scored 94 total touchdowns, 12,627 yards, and a 2013 Super Bowl champ.
Could have had another.
Could have.
Had a terrible call by that.
So he was also beast mode was his thing. He tucked away every dollar of his NFL salary since he was drafted. He lived off the money he made from endorsement deals and saved the rest.
Makes sense. Good business sense.
Endorsed by Nike, Subway, BetMGM, Microsoft, and EA Sports, the most lucrative and well-known deal was with Skittles.
Oh, taste the rainbow.
And since then, he's made investments in the PFL, Portal, Dodie Blunt, NRG Esports, the Beast Mode brand, and his part owner of the Seattle Kraken, which is the NHL team.
Oh, I thought it was the racist soccer team. Is that Seattle Crackers?
Yes.
Ah.
In the NRG Esports, he invested in 2017 alongside Shaq, Jennifer Lopez, and Alex Rodriguez. It's one of the most valuable teams in the world now.
And now, Marshawn Lynch, actor.
Is he?
He was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was on Murderville.
Yes.
It wasn't so much acting, but no. He was on it. And I think he's done other stuff.
Yeah. So there's the Seattle Kraken. He owns less than 1% of the Seattle Kraken, but it's currently worth over $1 billion. And they've outperformed the 500 like financy things in terms of raising money, and he's getting $10 million a year from his Beast Mode brand clothing and stuff.
You're telling me the 500 financy thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you know.
My God.
Is it FTSE or something?
Are you going on the TV channel Bloomberg at any point too? Financial seats.
But
I hope he's enjoying the money, because obviously he hasn't got long with the old CTE will kick in soon, and he will be basically a vegetable.
We hope not.
Well, we hope not, of course, but it will happen. It will happen.
I mean, he was quite big. Maybe he didn't take a lot of shots to the head.
He was running into people.
Yeah.
Running into people is bad for you.
I saw a video that was the old NFL opening titles, and everything in it now, in the opening title video package thing, would all be illegal. There's a lot of like grabbing them by the face mask, and like
they should just have clips of someone gently pushing over the quarterback
and getting flagged for it.
Yeah. Let me just run this by. I've seen this headline today. Prepare to be shocked.
Oh, okay, hang on. I'm prepared.
He's prepared. He's fully prepared. Girl said she heard monsters in her bedroom wall. It turned out to be something much worse.
Now, I've got a feeling I know what this is.
What do you think?
Is it bees?
It's swarms of bees. 50,000 bees.
That's a lot of bees.
Is it worse than monsters?
No.
So their headline, misleading. Something
very
much,
misleading.
Much worse.
That is classic clickbait, that.
Yeah, you've got a fucking monster in your wall. Petrifying. Yeah. We don't know what kind of monster. Could be a paedophile. The worst of all the monsters.
Mm. Could be like a child-eating monster.
Fuck you.
Like you said, a paedophile.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble. So we've got to stop these things. Bees. We need bees.
We do need bees.
We don't need monsters.
We don't need
monsters. We don't need them in children's bedrooms.
We don't need them in general.
Well, I'm just saying. I just upset me, that did.
Mm.
And then I was... Again, you think of monsters...
This is bad bee press.
Yeah, monsters, children. You're thinking of Drake again. And it all comes round to him. But let's have a quiz about someone who's not Drake.
Okay.
He's better than Drake.
Well, you're not really narrowing it down, are you?
It's Mr. George Clooney.
Okay. Why?
We celebrate his birthday today.
Okay.
Do you celebrate his birthday?
I didn't know it was his birthday.
It's also National Nurses Day today, but I think that's in America.
Yeah, I believe so.
So if you're a nurse in America, well done. If you're not a nurse, well done. If you are a nurse, but you're not in America, but you are in America as well for holidays, or you're cracking a case. George Clooney?
He worked with nurses, of course, in the ER.
I did, and Friends. George Clooney's birthday. Let's celebrate with a quiz about his movies. I'll give you the name of the title of the movie. You have to give me the name of the title of the movie.
Okay, is this backwards?
It could be opposite. Number one, Light Sunshine, Brute.
Give me the first bit.
Light Sunshine, Brute.
Okay. The last bit makes me think Caesar. Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar. Very good. The light sunshine opposite is hail. And of course, Brute Caesar. Very good. Off and running. Yesterday, sea.
Sea
as in S-E-A, the ocean.
Okay. So yesterday, so today, land. Tomorrowland.
Very good. Awful Mrs. Hounds, as in Hounds of Love by the band.
So Mr. Hounds. What's the opposite of hounds? And what was
awful? What's the opposite of awful?
Wonderful.
Something Mr. Something. You've already got Mr. That's in the bank.
Mr. Cats. Cats are the opposite of hounds. And they don't...
Can you think of any George Clooney films?
No, I really can't.
With a Mr. in the title?
I don't think some I know sort of any George Clooney films.
Some sort of animated movie?
No.
Awful? Or...
Good.
Even better than good?
Right.
Even better than that, with the next letter in the alphabet.
Hang on.
The previous letter of the alphabet.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Fox! Opposite of fox is
hounds. Of course it is,
fox,
yeah.
Fox and hound. The women... who glance at sheep.
The men who stare at goats.
Very well done.
Remembered that one.
Down in the ground.
Up in the air?
Correct.
What the hell is up in the air? I don't...
Okay, I haven't seen it, but it got good reviews.
Oh, good for him.
Fur feet. Fur feet.
Something hands. Oh, God, it's not hands.
Higher than hands, you say?
How is it? Shoulders.
Higher than shoulders, you say?
Head.
There we go. Fur. Opposite of fur is?
I don't know. Bald?
Can you think of heads?
Anything? Can I think of heads?
Can you think of a movie with the word heads in?
No. Coneheads.
Coneheads, starring, of course, Dan Aykroyd.
Razorhead.
Are we looking for George Clooney movies?
I don't know George Clooney movies.
The answer is Leatherheads.
Okay.
Opposite of fur.
Is leather.
You've said it yourself.
Hate you.
You've
I
said
fucking
it yourself.
Hate you.
You've said it yourself. From dawn till dusk.
From dusk till dawn.
Correct.
I do know that film.
Gee, sister, who is't us?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Sure. We'll go with that. Six Queens.
Three Kings?
Correct!
It's the number ones. The numbers are impossible.
Number one. You number one it immediately. The thick purple dot.
The thin red line.
Yes!
He's been in a lot of stuff that I've vaguely heard of.
But you haven't seen it, apparently.
No. I saw the Three Kings one.
Who's in it? Ice Cube?
No. No. I don't know, actually. It could have been.
In My Vision. Next one. In My Vision. Oh.
Out of Sight?
Yeah, Vision and Sight. I don't think that's opposite, is it? Yeah. You got it. You got it, right. And finally, Mend Before Watching.
Burn Before Reading. After Reading.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Burn Before Reading makes no sense, does it? How are you going to read it if you burnt it?
11 out of 12.
That's surprisingly good.
You've done yourself proud, I'll be honest. Mr. George Clooney, happy birthday.
Happy
Love
birthday,
to have you
George.
On the show. But yeah, at a time that suits us.
He's welcome on if he
wants.
If
he's in the country or he stayed up late.
If he's got a bit of time. If he's stayed up late.
If he gets up early. Right. He must be in the country quite a lot. Or is he always in bloody Italy, isn't he? Drinking espresso like nobody's business.
I mean, what's the time difference to Italy?
About an hour.
Hour, 2 hours.
Hour, 2 hours. Is he drinking espresso married to the English lady, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very regular because of all the coffee he's drinking. He's shitting like through an eye of a needle. And good luck.
She's doing all the good legal stuff.
Yeah, she's an Arsenal fan, isn't she?
I don't know about that.
I don't think she is.
Okay.
I just argued with myself. I think her name's something like that, isn't it, though? Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. Sometimes.
Speaking of film, I saw this little fact today and I took a little screenshot of it because I thought, if Dan doesn't know this, he's really going to enjoy it. You're familiar with the film Gladiator?
I am, and I know what you're going to tell me.
Do you?
But please let the people know.
Did you also see this recently?
Today,
yeah. That in the battle in Gladiator, we see Maximus, played by...
Mr. Russell Crowe.
Mr. Russell Crowe. He has a pet wolf. He was played by a Tervuren Belgian shepherd called Kite. Kite also played another famous screen dog. He was Robbie Jackson's dog, Wellard, in the UK soap EastEnder for a few years.
One of our finest actors, Wellard.
Yes, and in more than we thought.
Underrated actor. People thought he was just a one-trick pony with the starring in the EastEnders, but he's out there. Is he dead now? He must be. That was a long time. Yeah. Gladiator was a fucking long time ago, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
Thinking about it, unless this dog's about 50 odd.
Gladiator's not 50 years old.
No, but by the time the... How old is Gladiator? 30 odd?
No. Oh, maybe 25, maybe?
EastEnders, 25? He would have been in it in the 90s, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think he's definitely dead.
By then, he was... What, they're saying 11 then?
Where are you getting that from?
I thought I made that up.
You have made that up.
Either way, he's probably in his 40s if he's a day at the moment. And good luck to Wellard if he's listening. And if not...
Love to have you on.
Love to have you on. In dog years, 2007. So, God bless Wellard.
Yes. Or Kite, as he was known.
Not so intimidating.
No, it was Kite with a Y, though.
Oh. Didn't know that. I think it's spelled Kitty. It's pronounced Kitty. Y at the end?
Why at the start?
Ah.
Not at the side. Right. Do you want to do last week's answers? Because they'll be very quick.
Give me a quickie.
So last week we asked, what song do you share with somebody? And it was going to be quick because it's only two answers. One from Aaron from the Z1 podcast, which has, by now the first episode of their new series is out today. Ooh. So I haven't actually listened to it yet because, you know, times are tight on this, but I will do. Good thing about it is you can go back and you can listen to it all. They're all fairly short episodes. Very good stuff.
Get on it.
He said to me, Haircut 100 is Love Plus One is for my nan.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. In 1982, it was playing on Top of the Pops whilst my nan noisily ate coleslaw out of Tupperware. She then used the fork to dig dirt from her toenails.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing anyone has done since has disgusted me more, and I've never eaten coleslaw.
Oh, that actually made me feel a bit odd.
That is a grim
one. As someone who doesn't like coleslaw, I know that's not the main bit of the story, but gee, that is grim.
And the other one we had was from Ruth, who said, mine and my boyfriend Andy's song is Doctrine. Doctoring the TARDIS by the Time Lords. Thoughts on that one?
I mean, I didn't know it particularly. It's like the Doctor Who theme, right?
But not. Yeah.
It's changed a bit. I wonder why. I'd be very surprised if anyone else has that same answer.
Well, I'd be very surprised if anyone gave any answers.
When I first read it, I thought it was Star Trekky. But that's very different. And you wouldn't share that with someone.
It'd be unlikely.
You ever got a song with someone?
Well, I think if you listened to my appearance on Death Is Not the End, you could hear that I basically attributed songs to loads of people. There was the Elvis Presley one, which I can't remember the name of now.
In the Ghetto.
No. It's one of the love songs.
Suspicious Minds.
No, but that would fit more. With the girlfriend who tried to kill me.
Suspicious Minds.
That's why that would have been more appropriate.
Very
but,
good, Daniel.
But that was because when we first got together, we'd actually been to see an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, I thought you went to see Elvis.
Oh, that would have been something, wouldn't
Still
it?
Still alive.
Yeah. I did remember this week that we didn't do the questions. Should we do this week's question?
Are you going to give me a chance to answer my question?
Sorry, you carry on. Well, I'm not used to us actually giving answers.
Well, the only reason I thought of this, because I heard this song the other day and it made me think of this person. Me and this ex used to say our song was Hard to Beat by Hardfire.
You, of course, a massive
Hardfire fan. Big Hardfire fan. Call me a Hardfire stan, if you want. Living for the Weekend, Hard to Beat. And I'm sure they had other...
I believe they had a third single.
So, yeah, whenever... I mean, we must have been dating it when it came out.
Yeah, it must
of course.
Have.
And then, yeah, when it would come on, like, Oof. Bit of hard to beat. Imagine we got married and we would have had hard fight at the wedding. They'd have done it. They'd have done it.
Well, it depends. If you're getting married now, they definitely would have done it.
Give them 20 quid and a hand job. They're all there. I'm not chucking them all off at the same time.
You've only got two hands. There's at least three of them in the band.
We'll use my mouth.
This week's question, based a little bit off what is happening in Dan's world at the moment, what two celebs would you like to see have a fight? Anything jump straight to
immediately? I think Wolf from Gladiators versus Amanda Holden.
Oh,
with a pugil stick.
Oh,
in the billiard room. He's killed her. He's fucking killed her.
Well,
or would you want an
to his credit?
Would you want an even matchup? Something you'd like to see a proper battle?
Would you like an even matchup, or would you just like a ridiculous matchup where one party was getting a beating?
Little and large.
It's up to you.
Not the actual comedians, Little and Large.
Maybe you want Little and Large versus the two Ronnies. A tag team affair, if you will.
Oh, that would be an absolute dream. Get Morecambe and Wise in there.
Oh, triple threat. Anyway, let us know.
You'll let us know. Indeed.
You'll let us know. I'm sure you will.
Be there with Belson at gmail.com. Be there with Belson on Instagram. Be there with Belson. There with Belson. Everywhere with Belson. Ooh-wee.
Anyway, as I was stumbling over before, we didn't do the Ask Us Anything questions from last week because I forgot to read them out, and it was only after we recorded that I remembered that we had some. And then Ollie very kindly said he was going to give us a question, which was a very jokey thing, and we appreciate him for that. Anyway, there's two.
Are we doing them now?
We should do them now, because otherwise it's, you know...
How long have we gone? I feel like we've gone already, haven't we?
Not that long.
We'll save them. Okay.
Right, with just two... One's going to be super quick anyway. I recently did something my friends would describe as stupid in a bid for love. Brackets. I don't want to say what. What stupid things have you done for love or to impress a potential partner? Could have had that as the question. I think we might have had that as a question before. Something like that. Anything?
Can't think of anything.
I mean, I've got my dressing up as Jarvis Cockle
one. That one.
That was painful.
Got my penis pierced.
No,
I didn't. I can't think of anything.
You've never had to try and impress anyone?
I think we've had this question. Cause
well, no, we had it as a question for the people before.
Put me on the spot there.
Okay.
Good.
Excellent stuff.
I could answer that one.
The other one is, and man, this one gets deep. Okay, you ready? What's your favourite colour?
Favourite colour, red.
Oh.
Yours?
I don't know.
Not to wear. I don't think I'd pick it. It's a tough colour to wear. Red.
It's quite aggressive colour, isn't it? I would say I like a couple of shades of blue.
Turquoise. Do you like a turquoise?
I don't mind a turquoise. I think to wear might be a pink. I like wearing a pink. The question wasn't what were you going to wear, but
I'm trying to get into more greens these days.
Ooh.
All sorts of greens. Your jade.
Speaking of jade, we haven't spoken about her for a while.
I can think of another single green.
Emerald.
Emerald green. Too aggressive.
Emerald's too aggressive.
Emerald's too aggressive.
Olive.
Olive. Yeah.
That's quite a autumnal colour, I believe.
Autumnal, indeed. Well, of course, summer's coming, guys. Get your summer bodies ready. Get your summer clothes ready. Wear a tank top. Be confident. Do what you want. Is that the question?
I'm not sure about the tank top.
Always wear a tank top. If you're not going to do it, bloody Bruce Willis will in Die Hard.
He's not going to wear a tank top now, is he?
He could.
He wouldn't know.
He doesn't know what a tank top is. He doesn't know what Die Hard is. He doesn't know what day it is. He's shit himself again. Poor Bruce Willis. We love and respect him greatly.
Anyway,
great working. Look who's talking.
Yeah, and look who's talking too.
Didn't see it.
No.
Was he any good?
didn't see it. I get a feeling that I might have seen Look Who's Talking at the cinema, though.
Is that a new film?
No.
Oh. I thought it was a follow on. Look who's talking, look who's talking to, and look who's talking at the cinema. Is it black people?
Oh. It's too many people. It's too many people are talking at the cinema. But let's not get me in a rage about that. Should we do songs?
Yes.
All right. Last week, you gave me Too Bad by Bruiser Wolf. And I forget who else was on.
I think Danny Brown was on.
Danny Brown was on.
Someone else.
I was looking for something else earlier on our previous playlist, and I saw that we had a Bruiser Wolf and Danny Brown one from way back. This seems to be about two women giving oral sex quite a lot.
Lovely stuff. I love a deep song.
It was interesting. There was something about a pole and her being a pole dancer or something, which I did find quite funny. But
what do you think of the Bruiser Wolf style?
He's got a very whiny voice.
I feel like it's almost conversationalist. I quite enjoy it. It's quite relaxed, but
it's fairly high pitched.
Danny Brown's very high pitched.
Oh, now I might have confused the two.
I just thought you'd enjoy him, but I don't think you'd enjoyed him last time. But I thought I'd try again.
I didn't hate it. Maybe it was the subject matter that I wasn't overly on board with. The other one you gave me was Love of Money by Mavi. You look confused by that?
I remember it was about a minute, wasn't it?
It was very brief. There's a nice little sample going on in the background. His voice was fine. It was quick. I don't know what else to say about it. It didn't really last.
I certainly don't remember it. You gave me to Joe Hendry with I Believe in Joe Hendry, which is a professional wrestler man who tried to make it into the top charts.
Got to number four.
He got to number four in the end. Mm. Was he on Capital Radio?
Well, he put up a clip of the radio guy doing the chart, and he said, when I saw this story, I was amazed. Anyway, this has been around. He's been using it as his theme tune since da-da-da-da, but he's now turned it into a single. And then they played, 10 seconds of it.
But they're
absolute disgrace. The whole song's a minute.
Yeah, it's just
and it wasn't even the clapping bit. They played the second half with the guitar.
Just a fun little song. Well done to him, though.
Yes, well done, Joe Hendry.
Maybe he'll make it onto Now That's What I Call Music 87.
They're probably back around at one now.
Can they make it still?
I don't know.
We don't know. He gave me another song by Orville Peck.
And Willie Nelson.
I can't remember the name of the song, but...
Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other.
So it's about gay cowboys?
Essentially, yeah.
And this Orville Peck, is he a gay gentleman?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
So it was just a song. So they're basically telling, country people, there's homosexuals out there. Mm. And a lot of you country people are going to be homosexuals, and that's okay. Mm. Lovely sentiment. Well done to them. I mean, it is 2024. These country folks should know by now.
Yeah.
We've all seen Brokeback Mountain. We've enjoyed it. We've masturbated.
Have you
to it.
Seen Brokeback Mountain?
I watched it in the cinema.
I have not. I haven't seen it. I've seen bits of it. I've never seen the whole film.
I don't remember it because I didn't have much blood in my head at the time. I was rigid. Absolutely rigid. It's a fun song because I like that they're saying, look, guys, there's gay people out there. Willie Nelson's always on the right side of things, isn't he?
He really is.
I've never seen a bad word said about him. Probably high as a kite when he sang this, wasn't he? He
doesn't more than likely.
He doesn't even remember it. So well done to Orville.
And Willie.
Orville and Willie. The great partnership.
We also had one from Matthew. Thank you, Matthew. Which was 9 days, absolutely bracket story of the girl. Did you know it?
No.
I knew it.
Well?
I knew it well.
You knew it well.
I bought the album.
Of course you did. Was this the first single off
the album? I believe it was the lead track, yeah.
Of course it was.
From my memory, I haven't gone back and looked, but the rest of the album is awful.
Oh, that's a shame.
But this is a song that is not a million miles from my brain a lot of the time.
No, really? One of those ones?
Yeah, just...
Like, what's love got to do with it? I'm always got that in my head.
There you go. It's the absolutely bit, I think, is the if someone says absolutely, like...
Oh, you think of that?
I think Story of a Girl.
Well, I enjoyed it.
It's a good song, isn't
it? Yeah, kind of shocked you. I enjoyed it. Toes Were Tapped.
Oh, says a lot.
And with a song like this, what I like to do, picture JD and Elliot from Scrubs having a little montage together. And it really works with this song.
Is this how you judge all songs?
Not all songs.
Can it be used in Scrubs?
Songs like this, you're thinking, that's Scrubsy. And that's good, because I enjoyed the show and I haven't seen it for a long time, and it makes me think of better days.
Yeah.
When the world wasn't on fire and JD and Elliot, we just want them to get together.
Yeah, and they did, didn't they?
They did get together. And Turk was with the other one.
Carla.
And everyone was having sex and good times.
Yes, except we didn't see them having sex.
We didn't see them.
It was assumed.
I assumed away. Good. Right, what you got this week?
This week I have Honeymoon by Vanilla Abstract.
Oh, what were you going to say? Vanilla Ice.
And Bruises by Chairlift.
Bruiser Brigade. Bruiser Wolf.
That's why I was looking up Bruce earlier to see if we'd had it before.
I thought I'd just give you two songs from the album Mad Villainy.
Okay.
Classic album. You might even recognise the songs. All Caps is one of the songs. And Accordion. Two absolute classics. Stone Cold. Stone Cold.
I mean, I don't know them from that.
You will know them. We had one from Matthew here. It's by the song is Barbara's Ra Ba Ba Ba.
What?
Barbara's Ra Ba 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 by Bodo Watkea and Marty Fisher. No bloody idea what that is, but that is an interesting.
It's like by Bodo Glint and.
No idea. Well, and we had, what was Wally's?
A bar song by Shaboozy.
Movements and news.
So yeah, we will be listening to both of those. I will try and figure out what the hell Matt's suggested there.
I will show you the picture. Can I just at this point give Rob Jones, with lovely Rob Jones, a
shout out. Lovely Rob Jones.
His weekly shout out. I reached out to him this week about questions about Olivia Rodrigo. Kindly assisted me with that. He asked his daughter, because I was asking about a particular song. He said it's definitely not in her top 10. It might be actually maybe like 14, definitely top 20, 16. So
wow.
That song was Love is Embarrassing. That was I'd recently enjoyed.
Yeah.
I reckon that's about the 16th best song. If that's 16th best song, blow me over with a trombone, because I've been blown away by that song. I haven't been blown away, but I have enjoyed it. I've watched her on TikTok dancing to it with a fun little bit of choreography.
Oh, there you go. I have not watched that.
Do you ever watch dancers?
I'm going to say probably not.
You've seen pop stars doing dance routines?
Very rarely.
But you see it all the time.
No, I don't.
But okay, say Rodrigo. How many dances does she do on the stage?
Fuckloads. I would have thought like 20, 25 in a show.
Even if she's just not dancing. But
the dancers are, yeah.
Hasn't it all been done? That's what I wonder. Like every dance move's been done at this point.
Yeah, you just put me in a different order.
How many routines can we go through at this point?
Well, you want just everyone to stand still. Is that what you're asking for now?
I'm not saying that at all, but I just don't think we're going to ever get anything new, and that's a real shame. I know people wonder if all the songs have been done. I'm wondering if all the dances have been done. And I'm wondering if we blow up the world and start again, because we can't dance anymore.
I'm going to just suggest blowing up the world as a result of not having any new dances. I don't think that's the way to go, because where would you dance?
Well,
the world is gone.
I'm just worried about KFED. Kevin Federline.
Yeah, I understand who you mean, but why are you worried about him?
Don't you worry about him sometimes?
I very rarely think about
his weight fluctuations and stuff.
Really? You know, I saw Britney did her ankle.
He loves her, what's it called? Wife beater.
Yeah, he does.
Probably is a wife beater as well.
Probably so.
Kevin Federline will get him on the show one day, and I will grill him about his beating of wives.
That we've just created.
Yeah. And let's see what he says to that.
These allegations against you about wife beating. Hang on, what allegations? We've heard them.
Listen to this clip of us saying it.
Just distort the voices.
Right. Should we.
Anything else for the lovely people?
Wrap it up.
Thank you. Don't do it.
Didn't do it.
Well done. Thank you once again, everyone, for listening. Get in touch with us with your two celebs you want to have a fight. I say two. You can have more than two if you like. Get in touch with us if you want to add any songs to the playlist. Get in touch with us if you want us to very badly answer your questions. Maybe I should start showing you those questions beforehand.
Yeah, give me literally no time to think about that.
Yeah. But get in touch with us about anything at all. We always love hearing from you. You take care out there, and I will speak to you next week. I don't know where I was going with that at all.
It really seemed like you're singling me out. You.
You know what? My mind suddenly went blank mid.
Your mind was telling you no.
But my body.
Body is telling you to piss on people.
It was not.
Good. R. Kelly.
Actually, do you want to bring that up?
Well, I can.
No, the piss on pista.
Well, pop it down for next week.
Put it as a poll.
Pop that down in your thing. Write that down. Piss on, piss off. Right, join us next week. Here is R. Kelly. No. Here is your favourite actor from ER. It's George Clooney. Hey, man, George Clooney here. You may recognise me from such movies as Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. I remember when I was just a young actor and I was starting out and I was in ER and I was in Friends. And people said, this guy's going to be a movie star one day. And I said, one day I'm going to drink coffee and nobody's going to fucking stop me. And I'm going to marry a British woman. And I also went out with that English lady, remember? She's not very attractive now.
Yeah, Snowden?
Snowden, Lisa Snowden. Hey, I'm going to crack this case wide open. Leave the bottle, because I got to crack this case. Join us next week, because I'm George Clooney, and I'm starring as Dan, as private investigator. He will find the Welshman. He's sitting next to him. But no spoilers, because we don't pan the camera that way until the very end of the movie. Then we see the Welshman, and we're like, ah, George, you've done it again.
When did Nigel become Welsh?
Did I not make that clear?
You did not. I said he's come over
from England, but he's actually Welsh.
That's just where he got the flight from.
Join us next week. We'll be there with bells on. You'll be there with bells. Hey, British wife, make me another coffee, you slag. Picked up the language. Bye.